Governor Jerry Brown's 2014-2015 budget proposal would spend $850 million raised from cap-and-trade auctions, $250 million of that for high-speed rail. But the LAO says high-speed rail wouldn't result in significant greenhouse gas reductions until after 2020, the statutory target. It says emissions would actually increase during construction, even with planned offsets. High-speed rail was not the only concern for the LAO. It found that the administration didn't do enough analysis to identify and substantiate which programs provide the most greenhouse gas reductions. Consequently, the LAO says it will be difficult for the legislature to determine which programs will result in the greatest reduction per dollar invested. Amy Quinton, Capital Public Radio News.